Nikki Haley, GOP making history fielding diverse minority candidates fighting for economy, borders, safety. By Joshua Klein on November 6, 2022. The GOP is making history by fielding minority candidates who, like all Americans, desire a robust economy, first-rate education, secure borders, and safe streets, according to former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who has pushed support for conservative minority candidates running in the coming midterms. Nikki Haley, who served as governor of South Carolina before heading to the UN under the Trump administration, argued that minorities, like all Americans, want those ideals that Republicans offer. Minorities, like all Americans, want a strong economy, quality education for their kids, secure borders, and safe streets, she said in a statement to Breitbart News on Sunday. These candidates have the solutions that will lift everyone up. We're working hard till the end, and on Election Day, she added, we'll be making history. The former South Carolina governor has endorsed a host of Republican minorities. She expressed support for Representative Myra Flores, RTX, describing her as someone who loves the U.S. She'll stop the out-of-control spending, secure the border, put parents back in control of kids' education, and fight for Texas values in D.C., Haley stated. Of Republican Georgia Senate hopeful Herschel Walker, Haley said he is living proof that hard work and determination pay off. He'll defend Georgia's conservative values in Washington and hold Biden accountable, she added. We're in the red zone, and when Herschel's elected, we'll take back the Senate. Haley endorsed Republican congressional candidate Lee Vega of Virginia's 7th District, calling her a patriot, military wife, and law enforcement officer ready to get to work on day one. She'll fight Biden's reckless agenda that's led to skyrocketing inflation, open borders, and global embarrassment. She'll never back down from a challenge and will make Virginia proud. In 2019, shortly after her departure from the Trump administration, Haley founded the Stand for America, SFA, PAC, which aims to promote public policies that strengthen America's economy, culture, and national security. As part of her advocacy, she has endorsed over 60 conservatives and participated in nearly 80 in-person events for candidates, committees, and state parties, helping raise over $6 million for candidates across the country. Last year, Haley penned an op-ed explaining why diverse conservatives should run for office. In it, she claimed the conservative movement is stronger when candidates are fielded from all walks of life. As conservatives, we should never demand candidates who look like their districts or check some identity politics box, she wrote. We should welcome candidates with a wide variety of lived experiences. The more people who get involved, the more likely we are to find the leaders our country needs, she added, while accusing the media of a predisposition to treat conservative women and minorities as traitors. Haley's remarks come as the Republican Party continues to make gains with minorities. Last month, USA Today reported that 40% of Hispanic voters and 21% of Black voters currently back the Republican Party, compared with former President Trump earning 12% of the Black vote and 32% of the Hispanic vote in 2020. In September, Haley said ABC legal analyst Sonny Hostin criticized her name because the latter can't stand the fact that a minority female would be a conservative Republican. In July, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, asserted that openly racist commentary from Democrats has exacerbated an already underway shift among Hispanic voters, from Democrat to Republican. In May, Breitbart News reported that Black Americans have started to support Republicans in droves as their approval of Democrats has diminished over the years, paving the way for more than 100 Black conservatives throughout the country to run for office in 2022. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.